嗨，可可网友们，大家好！今天我们继续通过一段话来学习一些含有数字的习惯用语的含义以及用法。认真听好，别忘了结束时还有个小问题等着您。For some people, fishing is so enjoyable that it puts them in seventh heaven. For others, fishing is a good time to relax and catch 40 winks.I'm of two minds about it. At first sight, fishing seems like fun. But on second thought, I just don't like to handle a fish when I catch it. To many people who like fishing, it's second nature to look at a river or a lake and know where the fish are. They have a sixth sense that helps them do this. Soon they are catching fish,while I'm still trying to put the worm on the hook. 对于一些喜欢钓鱼的人来说， fishing 是 enjoyable, 很享受的，可以让他们 in seventh heaven 的。这个用法我们之前有过介绍，相当于 extremely happy, 极度的高兴，极度的开心。可是对于另外一些人，钓鱼只是用来放松和 catch 40 winks. Wink, 眨眼。您可千万别把它理解为抓住了40次眨眼。不过这个习语倒真的是和眼睛有关，不过不是眨，而是闭上了。40 winks 相当于 a short sleep, a snap. Catch 40 winks 就等于 have a snap, have a short sleep. 小憩片刻。再看一个例句。I sometimes take 40 winks,on Saturday afternoon, so that I can continue walking around the house afterward. 每周六下午我都会小憩一会儿，这样接下来才能干点家里的体力活。对于钓鱼这件事儿呢，我啊是 of two minds. 这个短语的意思是 having trouble making a decision, 也就是不知道该怎么决定才好。再比如这个例子， Betty was of two minds.About her future. Should she study to be a teacher or an actress? 对于未来 Betty 很难抉择，到底是当老师呢，还是要当演员呢？ At first sight, 也就是 before really thinking about one's feeling about something, 也就是没有经过深思熟虑之前，没有仔细想的时候。这个时候呢，觉得钓鱼似乎是挺有意思的，但是On second thought, 也就是 changing one's mind after thinking more about something, 考量之后就得出了不一样的结论。On second thought, 深入考虑，细细思考的意思。再比如 You know that large screen TV I was going to buy? On second thought, I decided to keep my old TV for a while. 记得那个我打算买的大屏幕电视了吗？仔细想过之后，我决定还是再用一阵旧电视吧。文章中说，有些人天生具有做某件事的能力，比如呢，有些人天生对音乐敏感，有些人生来就擅长运动。那么在这段话里则是说，对有些人来说， It's second nature to look at a river or lake and know where the fish are. 看一眼一条河或一个湖泊，就知道哪儿会有鱼。Second nature, 意思相当于 easy and natural to someone, 本能的。再比如 ,learning to golf is second nature to some people. They can hit the ball well with no problem the very first time. 对有些人来说，学习打高尔夫简直易如反掌，他们第一次就能毫无问题地打中球。那么这些人之所以能这么厉害，是因为他们有A sixth sense 在帮助他们。这个短语一定是好理解了，它就是我们常说的第六感，也就是 a special feeling for something or a special understanding of things. 再比如 Lisa has a sixth sense for directions. She always knows which road to take to get where she wants to go. Lisa 在辨认方向上有第六感，他总能知道该走哪条路能到他想要去的地方。 好了，如果你有预测问题的第六感，就该知道 Rose 要问的问题是 When you are of two minds, have you made a decision? 另一个问题 If doing something is second nature to you, is it easy or hard for you to do? 好了，今天的学习就到这里吧。